This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting to review the situation in the petroleum, crude oil, gas, power and fertilizer sectors amid the evolving West Asia situation. The meeting held in New Delhi focused on ensuring uninterrupted supply, stable logistics and efficient distribution across the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister J.P. Nadda, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Power Minister Manohar Lal and Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav were among those who attended the meeting. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said, delivery of domestic LPG cylinders remains normal and panic bookings have declined. It added that the government had increased commercial LPG allocation to states with priority given to key sectors, including educational institutions and hospitals, and is promoting the expansion of PNG connections. States have also been advised to facilitate new PNG connections for domestic and commercial consumers. The ministry said raids are ongoing across states and union territories to curb LPG hoarding and black marketing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as the head of the government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have congratulated Prime Minister Modi for being the longest-serving head of a government in India. In a social media post, the Home Minister said that Mr. Modi's long tenure reflects a deep dedication to nation-first governance, integrity in action, and tireless service to every citizen. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end tomorrow evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on Tuesday. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the country's traditional healing systems such as yoga and Ayurveda have gained global recognition and should not be treated as secondary, as they promote both physical and mental well-being. The Vice President was addressing the gathering on the 81st anniversary celebrations of Naturopathy Ashram run by Naturopathy Gram Sudhar Trust at Uruli Kanchan near Pune in Maharashtra. The Vice President urged people to adopt a natural lifestyle and live closer to nature. Pakistan has been ranked number one on the Global Terrorism Index for the first time following a 6% increase in terrorism-related fatalities last year. According to the Global Terrorism Index 2026, published by Institute for Economics and Peace, IEP, deaths from terrorism in Pakistan are now at its highest level since 2013, with the country recording 1,139 terrorism deaths and 1,045 incidents in 2025, highlighting a deteriorating security landscape. In squash, India is assured of the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 as Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advance to the final with impressive victories in their respective semifinals. Veer Chotrani will be up against Abhay Singh in an All India final clash in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.